Mark Scar on KIOW Cares for Friday, February 3rd. On the line with me is Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless Shelters Executive Director, Jesse Germanson. Jesse, welcome. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, and you've been nothing but gracious and kind to me, so thank you.
Jesse, how long have you been on the job?
I've been working with this organization now for a little over 4 years, and I have been doing the job I am doing now for close to two.
So let's talk about Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless Shelters. You folks have been on with us in the past. We thought it'd be good to revisit and just tell our listeners what it is you do. I know it casts a wide net.
No problem. Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless Shelters has been in existence for about 24 years in the North Central Iowa area. We started with the men's shelter and expanded to, now we have two sober living programs, one for veterans and one for single men. We also have a homeless shelter for women and children, and then we have Northern Lights Men's Shelter for single men. We believe in giving people an opportunity and a platform to change their lives. We take men, women, children, veterans, domestic violence, and human trafficking victims from all over this region, Cerro Gordo County and eight surrounding counties, and we take them in off the streets. We provide them with basic necessities like transportation vouchers, food, clothing, a room, and we really hit the ground running at that point. We do case management, and we partner really well with local nonprofits and human service providers to really give a one-on-one experience for every client. Every client gets one-on-one case management, they get one-on-one advocacy, and they get a program and a plan that is built for them.
Talking with Jesse Germanson, Executive Director of Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless. And we were talking off air. We want to tell people about the funding mechanism. How does this all get funded?
We are not a state, county, or city-run facility. All of our funds come from grants, foundations, and donations. We get a little support from the county. Right now, we are doing a capital campaign. Our goal is to raise $500,000 to pay off our women's shelter mortgage. That mortgage is just over $200K that we owe currently, and we want to pay that completely down. And we have some existing infrastructure things we want to fix and reorganize, and we're also looking to the future, and we want to make sure that we're here for another 24 years and beyond. This board and myself as the director and staff and volunteers, we're all very passionate about serving people, and we want to leave this place better than we found it. People that want to give or want to get involved, the best way for them to do that is contact us directly at the administrative office, and that number is 641-423-5920. We're located right here in the just west of downtown in Mason City, and we have lots of opportunities for volunteering, fundraising, partnerships. We are really a community-driven program. We have a great community that has supported us and been here for us for years, and we really rely on them. And I, like I said to you off air, is I really feel like the community is just as much of a part of this mission as I am, or anybody that's involved here.
And Jesse, you have a social media presence too.
Yep. You can find us on Facebook at Northern Lights Alliance. We actually got a new website. That's northernlightsshelters.org. You can go to our website and you can donate there. You can also find more information out on there. We have a new logo, which is really exciting. People didn't realize how big of an organization we were. They didn't know the men's shelter was connected to the women's shelter or vice versa. So we really did the four puzzle pieces in our new logo to show people that We are four separate organizations that make one big group, one big mission, one big collective organization. And we also, we use that the symbolism of the puzzle pieces, because we are here to help people pick up the pieces of their lives, get their things in order, and help them seek permanent housing. So we've been really out educating the community. Another thing we do is we'll go out and present for Rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, Lions clubs. So if anybody has any organizations that need a program or a presenter, myself and our board president are more than happy to go out and speak to any group. We're also open to give groups and entities tours. That's something that can be set up through us. We're really transparent, and we're confident in what we do and our mission.
Jesse, thank you so much for the information. Thanks for joining us. We'll definitely have you back. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jesse Germanson is Executive Director of Northern Lights Alliance for the Homeless in Mason City. For Jesse Germanson, I'm Mark Scar. This is KIOW Cares for Friday, February 3rd.